Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. DSI.biz is the website for Development Specialists Incorporated. Bill, you want to talk about Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
All right, hey, folks. Puerto Rico, as you know, is one of our it's a territory, right? They have our dollar.
It's a Commonwealth.
It's Commonwealth. They have our dollar, and
well, they have more than our dollar. They're United States citizens.
Right. Exactly. That's right. So I just want to make sure people remember just sort of a little review there. But they've got some tough financial times right now, don't they?
They have some horrible financial times, and most of it is courtesy, as so often is the case. You and I argue of the United States Congress. So,
what has Congress done to them?
Congress back in the 70s, in an effort to try and showcase Puerto Rico in the Caribbean. Remember, think of the throes of the Cold War. You've got Cuba in the Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
And so Congress was trying to make sure that they weren't going to have to invade Grenada too often, if I can phrase it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to say, let's take the island that we have in the Caribbean and make it a showcase. And so one of the ways to do that is to foster manufacturing and industry. We will provide a tax break. That says if you're an American and you manufacture in Puerto Rico, we will give you a substantial tax break for creating jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked like a charm. And, Jim, Puerto Rico became, of all of the U.S. territories or states, it had the highest percentage per population of manufacturing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Large pharmaceuticals, Pfizer and the others, all moved there. It's a very educated workforce. I mean, the Puerto Ricans are at a par with New York or California in terms of education for their
mm-hmm.
stuff, so it was great. And the island flourished, and in fact, of course, the Caribbean looked at Puerto Rico and looked at it as a model, and the United States accomplished what it wanted to do. Fast forward 15, 20 years, Cold War is over, Cuba's been isolated, it's dead, and the government's trying to save some money in the early part of the last decade, and so they removed the tax incentives.
Mm.
All of a sudden, in one fell swoop,
pulled the net out from under them.
Well, all of a sudden, I mean, at full taxation, there's no reason, and so
mm-hmm.
one by one, the pharmaceuticals moved out. Now, Puerto Rico, as I say in the restructuring business, when you have that kind of a position, your business owners would recognize it. Your major customer, if you're a business owner, all of a sudden pulls out. You know, it's not the death knell for your business, but you're all of a sudden in a race to reduce your capital structure
mm-hmm.
to mirror what is now your income. And it can't be done quickly. There's always a fit and a start. And Puerto Rico's in that race. So they issued some debt trying to, and probably unwisely.
Propped themselves up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's a combination of not great stewardship.
Out of operating losses.
Yeah, there's a combination of not great stewardship on the part of the Puerto Rico. I mean, some of the politicians in Puerto Rico, not unreasonably, who were optimists, thought that Congress can't be serious, and in a couple of years they'll reverse this, so they weren't
mm-hmm.
quick enough to cut spending. But the net effect is that Puerto Rico is now way underwater in terms of debt.
It's and not unlike Greece, budget. Right?
Well, actually far better than Greece, to be honest with you. People don't realize that, but it's far better than Greece. Its problem is that, as bizarre as it sounds, if you live in Puerto Rico, you are an American citizen, but you can't vote for the president.
Right.
If you move to Florida, which a lot of them do, or New York, you're a regular, you walk in the door and you can register and vote for president. And so it's the oddest darn thing.
It is odd. I didn't know that.
And what's happened is you've had about 300,000 to 500,000 people in the last, on an island of 3 million or so, you've had 300,000 to 500,000, 10% of the population in the last 5 to 6 years has migrated to the mainland. You know, the Puerto Rican impact on the mainland goes back to West Side Story, let's
mm-hmm.
face it. You know,
of course.
So they are leaving because, like you would leave Mississippi if the jobs
weren't
there.
What's the solution? You're a workout expert. What's the solution? Are you helping them?
Yeah, well, I'm unofficially talking to several of the parties. I may wind up with a more official role fairly quickly.
What would you do? What's your plan?
An oversight committee. You know, you remember when the New York Post famously said that Gerry Ford told Mayor Beam to drop dead.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was a commission was formed to get the finances in order and to deal with people. That's what needs to happen here. There are
mm-hmm.
discussions of letting Puerto Rico file bankruptcy Jim, that will never happen, and no law will ever right. pass that.
It'd be like a state filing bankruptcy.
It would be exactly like a yeah. state filing bankruptcy. Yeah. And when I was a child, and when you were a child, Jerry Ford, you know, before Jerry Ford called for statehood, they all said, "Oh, we can't do that because they speak Spanish and the rest of us are English." Jimmy, you and I haven't walked into a mm-hmm. place of service anywhere in this country in the last 20 years and not seen bilingual signs
That's
in
right.
Spanish.
Exactly.
It's time. Puerto Rico needs to be a state. As does you know, probably the Virgin Islands and other places.
I'm going to have to think about that. I'm going to have to scratch my head on that one. But is that something I haven't thought about before? Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. What a great report you gave us. Thanks for your perspective, and come back soon.
Jim, I always like your show, and it's even better when the fat lady sings.
There you
inside joke between you and I.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.